SBS Radio.
I think it's a bit of a myth that we're all a group of younger veterans. In fact, our strongest supporters are veterans of the war in Vietnam and earlier conflicts. It is not an age difference, it's an approach to fundraising. The RSL is a charity, like many other charities, but it's the only charity that I know of that uses poker machines to generate income. And we believe as a charity, generating income from poker machines is not compatible with the purpose and objectives of the RSL, and in fact is harmful to veterans. And that through other fundraising means, we could achieve far greater outcomes for veterans and provide for them more than we already are.
When you say that, what are the alternatives? Because they would say, well, poker machines are our biggest source of revenue, and they usually organizations that actually raise funds through poker machines will say they give a lot to the community because they do sponsor other charities as well.
Poker machines in 2017 for RSL Victoria generated about $270 million of revenue, but only $8 million of profit. Of that $8 million, only $447,000 went into the hands of veterans in need. And so whilst the poker machines generate large amounts of revenue, they actually don't provide large amounts of funds to veterans who need that money. The rest of the money is going into operating costs of the RSL. Simply finding other income streams, you know, you could have a real estate portfolio and rent houses out and generate income. You could use interest loans. You could have a share portfolio. All would generate more profit, which more profit means greater outcomes for veterans. And also, when you do that, you could actually take away the social harm of poker machines.
You said, well, they could invest in real estate, and it appears that actually among those veterans who are homeless, a lot of them are of Indigenous background, and they're also extremely badly affected by this gambling issue.
Exactly right. So instead of running a real estate portfolio that was able to provide housing solutions to our veterans in need, whilst also being able to generate a small and modest profit, instead, we're operating poker machines, which causes homelessness amongst our veteran population because they lose their money at the poker. You know, the reason you generate $270 million of revenue is because members of the community, including veterans, put $270 million into those machines. Let's get that money going to veterans from sources that actually help solve their problems, not just create problems.
Your group who are actually working hard to have the situation reformed for the better just recorded a victory this week.
So at the Glenroy RSL, they've recently lost a court ruling, and of which they spent large amounts of money on lawyers to fight that case. They've actually lost 10 of their poker machines, which just goes to show the community doesn't want poker machines in their local communities. I don't know anyone who thinks poker machines are good for anyone. Why would a charity be trying to push poker machines onto their local community and or onto veterans, and particularly the RSL as a veteran charity? We know that veterans with mental health challenges are more likely to be problem gamblers. It doesn't make sense. We've got veterans who are facing challenges but are also being encouraged to place their money into poker machines. We're really glad, as a group of veterans who are opposed to poker machines in our name, at the RSL's name, we're really glad that the local community is now fighting back and saying, we don't want your machines in our local community.
When you say local community, can you give us a picture of the community where this RSL is based, the one where the poker machines have been, we've had a slap on the wrist to remove some poker machines? Give us an idea of what kind of demographic they have there.
In very broad terms, the poker machine RSLs that are most successful are in areas of lower socioeconomic advantage or disadvantage. So they're in socially disadvantaged communities that have a high multicultural population. they're spread across the country, across the state as well. So we have a number of country RSLs, and country RSLs are a little bit different to the RSLs in the city, because often in those communities there's not lots of different options for community venues. So we understand that in the country it's slightly different, but in the city there's no shortage of competition for poker machines. You can go to any sort of local club or pub and gamble your money. We just don't think that people should be going to the RSL and losing that money. So, yeah, as a generalisation, the venues that do make large amounts of money from poker machines are in the poorer multicultural areas of Melbourne.
And that's where also a great percentage of First Nations communities will be represented.
Our statistics on Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders veteran gambling, we don't have clear knowledge about that, but what we do know is that veterans as a whole do have problems with gambling, and veterans as a whole can have issues with homelessness. And we also understand that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander can lead to additional complications and difficulties with gambling, homelessness and the like. And so it wouldn't surprise me if our Aboriginal servicemen and women were overrepresented in some of the challenges they face for homelessness and in gambling.
People with the problem gambling, First Nations people represent 20% of the people with problem gambling, which is much, much higher than the rest of the population. And it's an issue that's really, really, well, it's timely to be calling for this, especially we're coming up to Anzac Day in a few days' time. Anzac Day, which is a day that the RSLs play a very, very significant role.
And the RSL Victoria does really great work. I'm not saying that the work that the RSL does is not good. I'm saying we should be doing more, and we can only do more with more profitable income streams. And poker machines are not highly profitable. They generate large amounts of revenue, but not highly profitable. And so what we could do with a smarter, more robust fundraising stream, we could be doing more work and supporting more of our veterans in need than what we currently are. It's exactly the right time of the year to be talking about it, because on Anzac Day, the RSL is clearly a leader in the community for commemorating and remembering those who have served our nation. And I just wished, and many of our supporters wish, that we could just be doing more, and we can only do more with more money. And so with more money comes better outcomes for veterans. And the solution to that is not poker machines. It's actually the opposite. The only way to generate more income is to get rid of the poker machines.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.